Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Ilona Europa, Accent On, a London edition on LA Talk Radio. 2020, almost done. I don't know how we will remember this year, because some people say this probably was the worst year in all our lives. But I think we are here, we are alive. So I will say, no, it was not the worst year of our lives, especially that today I would love to just celebrate everything what great friendships, great music, great memories can offer to all of us. I have a beautiful interview with two of my dearest friends, Bob and Michelle, and I'm hoping that people who watch us and listen to Accent On for years, they also feel like you are friends with our listeners and they are your friends. Everybody who would like to know a little bit about Michelle and Bob, I will introduce you in a second more deeply. They can also visit your Facebook pages and learn so much about, especially about your art, about your music, about what you do for all of us and how we can celebrate your talents by being mostly in your concerts. But this time, we will play music from your living room concerts. I think this is like my Accent On third edition. So anyway, but for right now, hi, Bob. Hi, Michelle. And officially, I think, maybe Michelle, you tell us about your band configurations, okay? You have a band. You are Mirage, Vision of Fleetwood Mac. You are Belladonna. But if you can, both of you, a little describe, what is your real art when you are on a stage and names of your band?
Well, we've got, like you said, we've got Mirage, which is Fleetwood Mac. We've got all the five characters, and believe me, they are characters.
Yeah, so if you can,
me, I'm a character.
Absolutely, because you are a Stevie Nicks, you know, with all of configuration of your bands. But with you have your beautiful, wonderful husband, a great musician, a wonderful multi-instrumentalist. So can you introduce Bob officially? Well,
this is Bob. This is my buddy, my pal, my lifelong partner, my husband of 37 years. And we've been making music for a long time together, and he's the brains and also the talent, I think, the main talent really behind all of the bands that we do. And we have Mirage and we have Belladonna, and then we have, like what you're going to be showing people today from our living room, we have a duo that Bob and I perform in called White Rose. And we love doing that too. I mean, during this time, that's all we really can do. But we love doing that. And we just enjoy doing that. And I'll let Bob tell you some more about that.
Well, White Rose started out quite a few years ago. We were using backing tracks. It was sort of a new thing at that time. Not many people were doing that sort of thing. So we would record drums and bass and a few backing instruments and perform as a duo, you know, with these tracks. And over the years, we got away from doing that. We were doing more live stuff and a variety of other things. So we decided to resurrect that during this, you know, bizarre time where we can't really go out and play any live shows. So from the living room, I've put together a whole slew of backing tracks. And we've been performing, you know, live against the tracks. and broadcasting, you know, direct from our living room to, you know, to Facebook or, you know, that sort of thing on online. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of fun. And we got a chance to do the White Rose thing again after all these years.
I just love this type of concerts. Not so many people have courage to really carry on longer than 1 hour show in settings like that. Your living room is amazing anyway. It has this beautiful atmosphere. Then I think all people who love your music, who saw you for so many years in a live concert, big concerts, in big settings, big with tens of thousands of people loving your shows. Now you invited all of your friends, all of people who love you to your own living room, and you are giving for free your talent. And this is something that really not so many people do. And like Bob said, it's not easy to put show like that together. Still is more than 1 hour worth of music and carry on the show with sometimes thousands of people watching you live and comments after comments. You have so many wonderful comments from people who just watch you, listen to you, and they cannot wait. And they sing with you, probably.
You don't hear it, but I'm sure they do.
Oh, they do, because I even read, you know, comments. Oh, my gosh, you know, I cannot believe how many words to your songs that you sing. I know already. I cannot wait. I cannot. All of that. This must be so satisfying. But also for us, public who longing live performances, longing concerts, this is something very special that, like I say, you give as a present to all of us. So I would love to say thank you. And like I said, Accent On, London edition on LA Talk Radio, would love to share your music with whole world. And I'm hoping more and more people will come and visit your pages on Facebook or website. And hopefully in 2021, we'll see you again live on a stage with bigger configuration. Because how many people is in your band when you play big shows? Mirage?
Well, that's a five-piece band.
Five-piece band, and then you have big production.
LaDonna is six or seven.
Seven, usually.
Yeah.
Yes, and then you have just big backdrop. You have great, you know, videos behind you. You are, Michelle, changing clothes. You are really second to the band.
I'm going to have to get back in the swing of things. I've been like sort of, you know, just walking around. I mean, I've read like 15 books now
painting.
I've been painting and going on.
You know, and you have new kitties.
I got two new kitties.
Yeah, where are they? They're off
somewhere. Together, how many?
They're not climbing over the keyboard today, at least.
Yes, but they are so cute. So I know that people living and breathing your life because you allowed us to enter your living room and just feel like we all are your friends. So that's what we want to do. So I know we'll talk maybe for 5-10 minutes longer. We'll give people links or name of your bands again, how they can see and contact you for the future, maybe band requests or concerts proposition, who knows what. But a little bit, if you both can tell me, the 2020, was this year miserable or taught you something?
Well, it started off kind of okay. Well, not really. I mean, it started off weird, you know, Kobe Bryant and the whole helicopter thing. And it started off, you know, with sort of a tragedy right from the beginning. And, you know, it's always like, that's not a good way to start a year. But, you know, we went out on the road and with my Mirage band, and we were out doing like an 8-day run of shows in Arizona. And then the word came down, you know, that this has gotten worse, you know, and they cut us, you know, halfway through our tour. And basically, that was it. I mean, we came home, and this is what's been going on now. And then just one thing after another, you know, of course, the whole, you know, all the turmoil going on in the United States and all around the world. I mean, it's just been a crazy year. I'm waiting for the UFOs to come down and land.
I think they did.
They might have. Yeah.
Bob, and you are, of course, working. You are engineer. You are working. Could you tell us, because you did work for a long time, also for a few months, so I'm sure there wasn't easy, not only as a musician, you all lost the job. And you...
Well, yeah, I work, you know, I work as a sound engineer at Warner Brothers, and we were out for... Well, some of us were out for quite a while, actually. They closed the studio down in March, and I didn't get back again until August. So had a few months off, you know, to think about things. But, you know, I'm back to work now. It's been a crazy, weird year. But you know, we've also, in some ways, you know, being at home, and it sort of refocuses you on what's important, I think.
Yeah. Like I said, I never, you know, I never would have taken the time to read as much or to paint or, you know, there's a lot of things that I just never would have found time to do. I mean, not that there wasn't time. I just was always busy doing something else, you know, keeping busy.
Running, and, you know.
Exactly. And now I have to slow down.
You calm down. You really are at peace. So I'm hoping that... For all of us, this year taught us so much. First and foremost, how much we are worrying about people that we love, people that we meet on the street, and we're listening to this really scary stories because millions of people lost lives right now, and America is in very bad shape. London, oh my gosh, today we are locked out completely of travels, and we are locked in home back. So, and in funky way, people are getting used to this rhythm of, okay, we can do something. Now this is taken away. Now we have Christmas. Christmas is taken away this year from us. We'll have only one day that we are allowed to meet whoever we can, but really they don't ask, not even mix to families. They really, really talk to all of us to just stay in home and protect hospitals, doctors, because that's first and foremost. You know, these people are just doing amazing job for all of us all around the world, and we need to do our parts. And like I say, music will help us celebrate beginning of holiday season for everybody, and will get us through, like for few concerts that we already played on Accenon, will get us through the wars, get us to 2021. So when it comes to Accenon and Ilona Europa, your host, I didn't see better people and person and music to just finish this year in the best way, like I would love to. So, Michelle and Bob, if you can tell us, if people want to see your websites or go to Facebook, what is the best place to visit your world and learn more about?
We have I just made a new fan page. It's called White Rose.
Oh.
And it's on Facebook. It's all caps, White Rose. I guess I was screaming it out. I didn't on purpose, but anyway, it's called White Rose, and I think we're the only ones. So you can go there and see what we're doing as a duo. We also have Mirage Visions of Fleetwood Mac on Facebook. And we also have Belladonna. What's that one called? Belladonna.
A tribute to Stevie Nicks.
Rumors of, I don't know. Belladonna.
Dad will get you there. And I love people to just click on the website, especially Mirage.
Oh, the website. Well, okay. So it's miragetribute.com. So miragetribute, all one word, .com. Or we don't have a website yet for White Rose, so it's just the Facebook.
And can see you and listen to you on the Facebook. Right, and, you know, right. I think you made
it. Belladonna is just belladonna-music.com.
Wonderful. So this concert, today's concert, could you tell us why both of you decided to just end this year with one more beautiful concert in your living room? Why are you coming back to give people this present of music? Why?
Well, we wanted, you know, this time of year, actually the solstice is tomorrow here in the United States, December 21st, which is the longest day of the year.
Longest night.
The longest night of the year. Mm-hmm. Longest night of the year. And the coldest, darkest time, you know, when the sun returns and gets brighter. So we wanted to bring some light in at the darkest time of the year. And just share with everybody, you know, a little bit of cheer. And, you know, we did throw in a couple holiday songs and just reconnect with people. It had been a while since we'd done the last one. And we wanted to end the year with a very hopeful message.
Wonderful. So let's do that. Let's wish everybody who watches us and people who don't, but they will probably listen to our show all over. They can go to LA Talk Radio Accent On archives and they can scroll down and whenever they feel like they can listen to our show over and over again, or go to our Accent On page on Facebook and just listen to your music, your art, your
I've got an idea too.
Yes,
when this is all over, Bob and I are going to come to London and we're going to visit you, Ilona, and we're going to bring our guitars and we're going to do a White Rose Unplugged live in your living room.
Yeah, that'll be the new thing. Live from your living room.
This will be amazing. We have some guitars here. So, one for sure, very good one. Yes, we have. And one electric, so it will be harder. But one, yes, we can use it. This will be something very, very special. Very special. And yes, we'll, especially in London, now it's very cold. We have really funky weather with rains. California, I think in 80s, like always.
It's 80. It's 80 today. Look how I'm dressed. I mean,
nice holiday weather. But we are not jealous. We are wishing California, Los Angeles, and America all the best and whole world to heal. And hopefully the 2021 will be without COVID anymore. And we all will hopefully will get our shots. Whoever doesn't want vaccination will not take
it. Going.
I'm going. Of course, I'm going. I cannot wait. But I think it will not happen until March because we are in line. We are not so old. We will be older. We'll be probably.
We'll be older by then, yes.
Yes.
That's so funny. For the first time, people who are older, they say, yay! I love you again. So we have Michelle and Bob, Bob White and Michelle Tyler. And we will listen today to a special holiday concert from White Rose to us. And our heart will beat to both of you so, so much. With thanks for all year of great music, great friendship, and your feelings of your living room is just very, very special. So please don't forget us. 2021, we want another concert. For sure we want some hopeful concert, okay? With happy, happy music only. So you and let's play the music to 2021. Yay! I love you both so much. Thank you.
the solstice is just around the corner. That's a good thing. Several of our songs tonight do have a winter motif, and this is one of them. This goes out to our son, Arden, and by a band that we all love very much called the Decemberists. Song, isn't it? I love that song. It's called January Hymn by the Decemberists, and if you're not familiar with the Decemberists, you really deserve to check them out. And here's a Stevie Nicks song for you.
Take your food. Okay, here we go. You guys got it right. You guys got it right. We were doing this song. Yeah.
That's an old song. Yeah.
But let's all keep the faith. And once again, this goes out to the memory of Doug Shipley. This is for you. Took my love and I took it down. Climbed the mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hill. Now the landslide brought me down. Oh, New Orleans girl, what is that?
Down, down.
And the child yes. I'm gonna feature Bob White's on the classical guitar. That's Bob right there. Oh, they said Mason Williams would be proud. Oh, that's so nice, Bob. Bob said that. Thank you.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to do the last of our couple of our holiday songs.
Peace. Okay, you ready for this?
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Another turning point, folks stuck in the road. Time grabbed you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task, don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, in the end is right. I hope you have the time. Take the photographs, still frames in your mind, and place them on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories of dead skin on dry. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, in the end is right. I hope you have the time. Of our life, but thank you guys for joining us. A toast to you all. If you have a glass, raise it. Raise it in good health and good cheer. And we'll see you next year. Well, maybe we'll see you before the end of the year. So we love you. We'll see you on Facebook. I'll see you on Facebook. And thank you very, very much for being here tonight. We love you. Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.